The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to America Tonight. Away we go as we kick things off in a couple of different directions here, including the fact that we're going to look at what's going on in New York. The protests continue, and we've got lots of news coming out of Washington, D.C. Will the government be defunded? What's happening with immigration? How about the Pentagon and sexual assault? Claire McCaskill, the senator from Missouri, had this to say from the get-go.
We still have too many sexual assaults. Secondly, we've got to do more on retaliation. Retaliation has not gone up, but it's flat. And I would just mention briefly that the majority of the retaliation is peer-to-peer social retaliation.
All right, so the Pentagon now is getting more and more reports back on what's happening, and there's more pressure from Congress to do something about the sexual assaults and the problems and the failed systems and the breakdown across the board in the military. And bravo that this is happening in the first place, because, of course, who wants to see that happening? They certainly don't want to see that happening, and I know that they're very upset at the Pentagon, and they're trying to do something about that. This is moving the needle in the right direction. In the right direction. The Republican-led House rejected the amnesty action by the Prez, saying enough is enough. And why do you care about that? Because are we going to be sitting here blithering on and on about the fact that we don't have the budget funded? Is that going to be the conversation? Congressman Yoho, I love that name, rejected the illegal orders because he said, we've had too much of this. We're done with this. And I can't move forward with this. So they voted to slap down the president's executive action to help as many as maybe up to 6 million illegal immigrants. The Florida Republican Yoho said the Constitution is something we need to abide by, or what the heck are we here for? If he wants to legislate with a pen, send all Congress home. My goal is to take his ink out of his pen. Whoa. Here was the vote, 219-197 to block the immigration orders that the Prez announced last month that would delay deportations for and grant, you know, worker permits to the people in the country, or to millions of the people in the country illegally. But it's probably just a little token protest, because here's the thing. It gave Republicans a chance to show their constituents their outrage over the president's orders without jeopardizing the spending bill that's being negotiated between the House and the Senate that would keep the government running after next week. In fact, it would go all the way through till September, and then the only agency, Homeland Security, would only be funded through March, and that would start that clock ticking and the problems there again. So this is just symbolic. I mean, that's it. That's what it is. And so to me, whatever. 7 Republicans opposed the measure, 3 voted present, 3 Democrats backed it, 190 voted against it, by the way. So the House and Senate, I think, are going to have a wild arm wrestling match here, because they're going to keep the government running after next week. I mean, that's obvious, no matter where the votes go, no matter what direction they, you know, that they fall in. I think they're going to continue to they're going to continue to push the financing bill through, and they're not going to have a shutdown. They're not going to cause that shutdown because John Boehner is working with the Democrats and vice versa. So you bet this action swings into next year and when the new Congress is in place and they have the majority. Because some Republicans wanted to attach the immigration language to the omnibus legislation, which would start that standoff with Senate Democrats. Ugh, me oh my. We don't want to get back into that same situation talking over and over again about government shutdown, because in the end it's they're going to pick our pockets, and that's not right either. Don in Illinois. Hey, Don in Illinois, how are you?
Oh, hey, how are you doing? I'm doing great here.
Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, first I wanted to talk about, you know, like the racial tensions, the race relations and everything with Ferguson and New York. But I've had an idea for a long time, and this is what it is. I don't think that this is exactly the United States of America. It's not the USA. It's more like USAT, us against them. I mean, that's how some of them look at it. I'm not saying that's how I look at it, but I'm
right.
That, you know, I mean, they would throw logic out the window, like, you know, in these cases like Ferguson, for example, you know, like, do I think that, that, you know, if you're attacked, that you have a right to defend yourself? Yes. But the problem is, though, some people, like what happened down there, they're going to automatically side with, how should I say this, whatever race they're on.
Right.
And I think, you know, without knowing every situation, every case, you know, I think that they still jump on whatever race they're on and such. And I don't think that that's always the logical thing for these.
Right. Well, you're saying the temperature's so hot and that's easy to stir the pot. And when something happens, it's a black-white thing, depending on, you know, where your point of view and where it happens and what happens. So immediately you go there. Immediately we're saying this is what it is. And you're trying to say that's not really fair, because why isn't every situation treated differently and why isn't there some logic applied? Because you and I both know, of course there's racist. Of course there's problems. Of course there's racist cops. Because it's a microcosm of society when you have thousands and thousands and thousands of people, whether they're football players, whether they're stay-at-home moms, whether they're, you know, UPS drivers, or whether you're police officers, as I said, you have a little bit of everything. So, yeah, let's be real about it. But why is every situation treated that way? It kind of like there's no gray area. That if you fall into this category and this happens, boom, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what, you know, some of them are fighting for. And I think with Sharpton, I mean, he's not always been fair. Like, look at the Tawana Brawley case from a decade ago. I mean, that poor guy, that what he went through.
Or the Duke lacrosse players.
Oh, yeah. That
now, their lives were ruined, yeah.
Whereas, you know, I will be the first one to say that the Amadou Diallo case in 1999, I still find that hard to justify what happened to that poor young man.
No, I think it was wrong, yeah.
You know.
I agree. So, so Don, you're like me. You fall into that category where why can't we look at things the way they are instead of with labels constantly? You know, it's like I saw, Don, thanks for the call. It's like I saw this sign, one of the protesters calling saying, Ferguson is everywhere. Police brutality and murder must stop. Is that true? Is police brutality over the top in this country? And are they murdering people? And is that the case? Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
And of course, we're talking Christmas tree lighting. That's where that came from. And tis the season, and we got to mix in some of that conversation because I'll tell you, it is heavy, heavy, heavy. And you can feel that heaviness that is flowing out of Washington, D.C. and permeating across the U.S. On that note, many of you had plenty to say about this Congress with a kind of good riddance attitude. So let's head to the mailbag.
Mistress? You have mail, mistress.
He does not get paid unless he gets that entire phrase in, and I think he did just that there, so I love it. Okay, so we go to this one first from Chuck, and Chuck says, Kate Delaney, what is going on in this country? I love the fact that you try to apply common sense to all things, even when there often isn't common sense. Good for you. I have to say that it saddens me what happened to Eric Garner in New York City. He had kids. He had a wife. He was in his 40s. He was selling cigarettes one by one illegally because he was bloody poor. People complained, and they called and they called until the cops showed up. The cops showed up. He resisted arrest, and lo and behold, he couldn't breathe. He said, I can't breathe, but they killed him. It was a chokehold situation. I'm not anti-cop, but clearly it shows that on the video. Do we want police brutality? Do we want to just give the cops a free flyer for anything they do? The answer is no, and I think you get that because you've said it several times. I would say in this case, my dear Kate, the cop specifically was wrong in what he did, and no, I don't think it was racial. I think he responded to the call along with the others. He took him down. Maybe he didn't mean to choke the life out of him, but that's exactly what happened, and it clearly shows it on the video. Let's hope the police, policing themselves, punish him, which there is an investigation, and maybe the Department of Justice, which is Lane spelled backwards, might actually come through here and find something as well. Well, yeah, we know the New York grand jury's decision to not indict the police officer has led to, you know, after he was, when he was placed in a chokehold, he was saying, I can't breathe, when he's being pulled to the ground, you know, this has just kind of hit everyone between the eyes. Especially his family and the Christmas season. You know, we played the tenors in the beginning. You think, wow, kids, Christmas, so sorry your father was selling cigarettes illegally on the street. He did resist arrest. The cops could not just simply walk away from that. There's no question. You can't, he doesn't get a free pass for that. He just can't because people complained. They filed a complaint. There was the response. There had to be a response. So lo and behold, what could have this been a simple fine turned into a life-changing decision for kids under 10, a wife who now is a widow, and a nation that is sick and tired of the wrong things happening for what seemingly could be the right reasons gone amok. I think there are differences, however, between Ferguson, Missouri, for sure, and what happened in New York City. But now everything's going to get just lumped into one great big boiling pot. Here's one from Helen who says, Kate, I think there are all kinds of racists in this country. Why can't we get beyond it? We're like Neanderthals in some areas, in some pockets of this wonderful nation. We also have amazingly bright children who don't care about color, who don't care about if somebody's gay or straight or whatever. I think the world is going to look a lot different even a decade from now, my friend, and that's a good thing. I don't believe that even people who are racist are evil, terrible people. It's just something that's been ingrained in them since they were little. Learned behavior that they didn't even realize they had. And oh, by the way, there are plenty of people who are kind-hearted, no matter what your ethnic background, no matter what the encounter is, and certainly aren't racist. We come in all shapes, sizes, and everything else with our flaws in this great country, and it's so sad to watch it being torn apart. To me, that's the biggest sin here. And that was so well said. It does feel like there's that pulling apart, doesn't it? You know, now we've got from the White House, the press secretary, Josh Earnest, saying that the task force is announced by the president is going to meet and is going to produce results, because they've got to look into these situations. And the White House said there was no plans for the president to travel to either Ferguson or New York, and they weren't ruling out a visit in the days and weeks ahead. But it could, you know, is it possible the president could address race in a potential speech. I mean, it's something that is addressed but not really addressed. It's almost kind of been a little, in some ways, a little bit avoided for the president directly head on. The director of the American Civil Liberties Union is arguing that the issue should hold the attention of the White House and Congress, frankly, through the end of the presidency. Here's what I fear is what I said, the boiling pot. Eventually, that pot gets kicked over if it continues to go like this, if there's more incidents, if something else happens that is perceived that way or portrayed that way as a racially charged moment that led to somebody's death, somebody else encountering police or whatever, then we'll see that there's going to be more protests, there's going to be more tension, and I fear for the explosion, because what is that going to look like? Let's continue down the path and try to squeeze in at least another one. Here's this one from Chet, who I don't believe I've ever heard from, and Chet says, "Hi, Kate, what are you hoping for Christmas?" Boy, we need to change the conversation, don't we? And 'tis the season. Wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have something else to protest, whether it was racially motivated, whether it was simply a stupid error, or whether it was just a tragedy? I wonder what we're going to be talking about leading up to Christmas Eve and Christmas in the country. What is it that's going to dominate the conversation? I pray for peace every single day. Boy, that's a good thought, isn't it? It's very uncool to see the things that we saw in Ferguson with the fires and the people who lost their livelihoods and all that stuff. And so far with most of these protests that we're seeing, especially in New York, not violent, and that's a good thing, absolutely. Here's one more. I knew I could get one more in. This one from Joseph in Illinois, who says, "Kate Delaney, 219-197, that was the vote for a symbolic measure that's going to die and wither away in the Senate, but at least the House is there on the record saying that they think it's constitutionally wrong, the president's action." I have to say, to me, it's almost a waste of breath, if you will. And let's hope when the new Congress comes in, they figure out a way to get it right. And whether I agree with the people on the Hill or not, some of them need to grow a backbone, if you know what I mean. All right, thanks to everybody who sent in their emails. If I didn't get to yours this time, I'm sure I will next time. AmericaTonight.net. We are counting on the flip side.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's all about the numbers, so let's crack a couple of those numbers. This one, a big one in in the birthing department. A woman gave birth to a 13-pound, 13-ounce baby. Wow. 13 pounds. You know, you start to hit the 10-pound, and then you say, we had a big baby, but you hit 13 pounds, and oh, my, that's just a little bit bigger than expected. And sometimes with a longer pregnancy, that's the fear is, wow, how big is this baby going to be? And is this one of those children that's going to grow up and just be bigger, bigger, bigger? But let's not jump to conclusions. So it's just the birth, and they, you know, could still grow up to not be giant kids. A woman in San Luis Valley, Colorado, is the one who was surprised, though, when she gave birth to the daughter that weighed in at that amount. Mia Yasmin Garcia was born by C-section. She was 22 inches long, so it's fairly long, and it's a when you have a big baby like that, the C-section is the thing that seemed to work the best. And she is joined by four older sisters, and she's now part of that crew. How about that? So the big baby with a whole big bunch of sisters to welcome her in. That's like that's more than an infield. So that's a few people there for sure. California floods during the worst drought in, they say, 1,200 years. So now always that's the concern. What do? You see a lot of signs up on streets saying road closed. And that's what's been happening with this storm that smacked into California this week. The state is struggling with the drought that's left the reservoirs well below the normal levels, and farmers hoping that something changes. So this new study is saying what I just said, that number. It's the worst drought that they've seen in 1,200 years. And the moisture they got this week is just a little drop in the bucket, but at least it's something, causing some floods, but soaking up some of the area. In San Francisco, the city has been 2 feet short of its typical rainfall. And when you hit that low and it continues to go down, usually what happens is they have warnings throughout some of the suburbs of how many times you can water your lawn. And they're very strict. There's water restrictions because they have to be. Because they got to save as much water as possible. And that's starting to happen in a couple of different places. So here we go again. Something else has smashed into Bill Cosby. Even the U.S. Navy is abandoning the ship. They announced on Thursday they're revoking Bill Cosby's life of, or title rather, of honorary chief petty officer because of the allegations of sexual abuse going back decades that were recently reignited. Cosby enlisted in the Navy in 1956. He served, some people don't realize this, he served for 4 years as a hospital corpsman before being honorably discharged in 1960 as a third-class petty officer. So that too is taken away from Bill Cosby as the stories just seem to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger. We do the nail the score thing here on America Tonight, and we do that Wednesday into Thursday. You can call in or send us an email with the guests of the game of the week, whatever that is. And the game of the week this week was not the game that unfolded on Thursday. On Thursday, the Dallas Cowboys took on the Chicago Bears after they were drubbed by the Philadelphia Eagles. And the Cowboys beat the Bears on Thursday Night Football 41-28. So now they have 9 wins on the season. A lot of people weren't predicting that the Cowboys would be in the money, and they are in a playoff hunt, that's for sure, and in a hunt to win the NFC East. A lot of people are talking about the New York City tree lighting. There were a lot of protests happening in the wake of the grand jury decision day 2 in the Eric Garner case. Thousands gathered, though, to watch the annual tree lighting in Rockefeller Center. They got Mariah Carey. She was supposed to perform. She was originally going to tape her performance, but she showed up more than 3 hours late to a Tuesday pre-taping because she was meeting with her lawyers over her divorce from Nick Cannon. Eventually, the people at NBC nixed the plan because she had been so late, opting for her to sing live on Wednesday night. And Mariah Carey ended up tweeting an apology. She wasn't hitting the notes. She seemed to struggle with her breathing. And it was, needless to say, not a great performance. And people were tweeting things like, "Mariah, love you, but you're killing this song like literally it's dead. How about rip Mariah Carey's voice? How about what happened to Mariah Carey? I'm watching her on the Christmas show and she can't sing anymore. She's totally winded. What's up with that? Now, on the show, Matt Lauer, Savannah Guthrie, Al Roker, Natalie Morales, they did, you know, a whole big show. So you had Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett. You had Seth MacFarlane. You had a lot of other people who performed, much of that show being pre-taped on Tuesday. So, and then you had Trisha Yearwood, who led the countdown for the annual tradition, where 45,000 LED lights glow on top of the 85-foot-tall Christmas tree in Rockefeller Center. If you've never seen it, put it on your list. It is something to behold, that's for sure. If you have the chance to go to New York City and it's during the time when the tree is lit, oh, definitely go. It's one of the prettiest times of year to go there, whether Mariah Carey botches the song or not. It all works out in the end. I love this story about a 9-year-old collecting 650 teddy bears in just 3 weeks. Have you heard this story? If you haven't, it's very touching. So if you go to the hospital with kids, it's pretty scary. A 9-year-old wants to make the trip easier. About a month ago, Emily Gregg decided, I'm going to collect bears to donate to the children's hospital. I'm going to collect 500 bears. She said she kept asking and people just kept donating them to her. So now she surpassed that at the 644. For the past 5 years, she's made weekly visits to plasma transfusions due to plasma deficiency. When she was 4, she said she would get a bunch of bears for when she had to get IVs and PICC line supports. So that was her inspiration to collect the bears to make sure every patient got one. And I think that is such a cool story. So she decided that nobody in that hospital was not going to have a bear. And look, the word spreads. And look at how many people chip in, get bears, tell other people about it, and donate those bears so she can continue to give them to the people in the hospital, the kids in the hospital who are very sick. And at that rate, the rate she's going, they're going to have to find a warehouse for all the bears that people end up donating to her who are just taken by her story. And it is a great story. I mean, there's something to talk about, a 9-year-old and all of those bears that she's handing out. In the meantime, Tommy the chimpanzee, they say, is not a person. A Florida group's effort to free a chimp didn't work out on Thursday when the appellate division of the state Supreme Court upheld a lower court's decision that found that the animals aren't entitled to basic legal rights. The case centered around this 26-year-old chimp kept by his owner in a cage in Gloversville. His attorney, the president of the Non-Human Rights Project, argued that chimps display enough attributes similar to humans to be eligible for protections from unlawful imprisonment. But the court ruled unanimously against the lawyer and Tommy, who is named as the plaintiff in the suit. So how about that? The ruling was a significant blow to the attempt to win additional rights for chimpanzees, though is really his group does have a similar case pending before the appellate division in Rochester. Chimps and humans, I know there's something I could say in between there. Hang with us.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Grandkids, or you just want to see the penguins. First up in our offerings, a sneak peek. Listen closely. Can you hear them? They're black and white. They make funny noises. Penguins of Madagascar.
Horses, Rico, high one. Hey, anybody see that? That's an egg.
You know, we lose a few eggs every year. It's just nature.
You know what? I reject nature. Who's with me?
Ah! I tiny and helpless, the baby penguins are frozen with fear. They know if they fall from this cliff, they will surely die. Gunther, give them a shove.
High one!
Look, the miracle of birth.
A moment of extraordinary beauty.
Oh! Hello, are you my family?
You don't have a family, and we're all going to die.
What?
What's the matter with you, Kowalski?
On November 26th comes the untold story of how four brothers became the penguins of Madagascar.
All right, you, give us the good.
That's a baby squid.
Sorry, laddie.
Skipper.
Grab your coconuts and hold them tight.
Kowalski.
We're approaching our target.
Oh. Rico.
He's working on a whole nother level.
And Private.
We'll need a diversion.
You're up, Private. You just mermaid my day.
And introducing...
Who are you?
Classified.
My name isn't Classified. My name is Classified.
Eva.
There's only one way to solve this.
We should kiss.
Teamwork.
Yep, that's what I was gonna say.
Corporal.
Delmar,
Corporal. And Short Fuse.
You were supposed to handcuff them.
But they don't have hands. They just have flippers.
And I have flippers. So it's flipping useless.
Been around the world, same song. Yep. Work hard, play hard all day.
Greetings, Northwind. I see you've met my old zoomates.
We were never mates. There was no mating.
DreamWorks Penguins of Madagascar.
We'll take this to our graves.
Agreed.
In theaters, November 26th.
Yes, the penguins, like I said, pretty self-explanatory. Get into all kinds of smart trouble, if you will. And they made such a big splash that there was a hunger for more. PG, 1 hour, 32 minutes, naturally. Benedict Cumberbatch is in it, voice-wise. John Malkovich's voice, too. And it they talk about the super spy teams. They're hatched. They discover the secrets of the greatest and the craziest, most hilarious birds in the espionage biz. And actually, it's very funny. It's very, very well done. Of all the animated features, I will put it high on the list. While this thing is PG, we move to Horrible Bosses 2, star power to be sure. But oh my, a little blue language and a few things to watch out for, but some real funny laughs. Here's Horrible Bosses 2.
Give us the $500,000 or the clone man dies.
You have 24 hours.
I wish you were there to read it to him. That sounds scary as hell, that
voice.
Well,
that's why I wanted the scary letters.
I think we're really good at this.
We're extremely good at it.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to say anything either, but, like, way better than murder.
Oh, my God.
You know,
lot
we kind of found our groove.
This is fun.
All right, glue stick, and I'm going to lock this in.
Oh, great.
We are all clear. Let's go.
Stop. You kidding me, man?
You can't have this both ways. Every time you guys come in here, you're like, oh, we're just a bunch of happy-go-lucky guys. Once again, we found ourselves in another pickle that we can't get our fingers out of our asses. You three are the craziest criminals I've ever seen in my life. You want to pull this off? You got to act like it. Word. This is about never having to work for anybody ever again.
Boom, marker drop.
Kidnapping.
That's kidnapping.
With one more P it is. That's kidnapping. I completely underestimated you guys. Help me help you get revenge on my dad. A little insulted, you only asked for $500,000 for me, and so I tacked on another zero.
$500 million?
Wow, that's a ton.
$5 million.
Yeah. Five million.
Hi, boys. I'm going to call the police, and I'm going to send you all to jail.
Come on.
Unless you guys clown me.
All right, here we go.
Can we come up with, like, a game plan?
I don't want to commit adultery with my wife. I'm sorry.
I got a plan. Okay, areas. We go back face puss.
No, I can't do the puss. That's going to make me the most guilty. Turn down for what?
Can you scoot over to the...
Huh?
A smidge?
No, I sit in the middle.
That's a seat, dude. It's a whole thing, Rex.
I know. You're crowding me.
I'm crowding this guy?
I said the mellow!
Wow, this is way better.
This is bullshit, by the way.
All right, so Jason Bateman is in this. Also, Jason Sudeikis, Jamie Foxx, Jennifer Aniston, Chris Pine, Christopher Waltz, and this is part two of what was started in part one. I have to say the first one was funny. It's rated R. It's 1 hour and 48 minutes, and people can relate to the theme of horrible bosses. Last one is Rosewater. Check this out.
I'm going to miss you.
It's crazy how, like, you're 1 month pregnant and you're already like this.
Go away.
It's just 1 week.
Welcome to Iran.
Are you here for business or pleasure?
I'm a journalist. I'm covering the elections for Newsweek magazine.
Ahmadinejad is devoted to the supreme leader. Ahmadinejad is what must be.
Don't you want to report the other side?
We are the educated.
So you are students.
We are the educated.
Welcome to Dish University.
Why did you put away your camera when you saw the satellites?
There's certain situations that if you film them, it won't do your friends or the movement any good.
Tensions are rising in Iran.
The election has ended in controversy.
What are you doing? Fighting back! You're gonna get killed! Come on!
You have a real weapon and you choose not to use it.
Stand up. We are here now.
Sir, can you tell me why I'm here?
That's what happens to foreign spies caught on Iranian soil.
You are a spy.
Who are you working for?
The CIA?
Newsweek.
MI6.
He will tell them nothing.
There's nothing to tell.
Where's Anton Chekhov?
Anton Chekhov? The playwright?
Yeah, you tell me. It is you who has listed the interest of him on Facebook.
Answer the question!
You must not just take his blood. You must take his hope.
Your wife will never see you again.
Your child will never know you.
Find Ozzy. Use your freedom. Use their weakness.
What are you doing?
They locked you up, but you're still free.
In their hearts, they know they cannot win.
This was a movie that was directed by John Stewart, and you can tell it's about a reporter going back to Iran and what happened to him. It's supposed to be incredible to watch this. This would be one to put on your list to stream when it comes out. It won a couple of awards, and it was a big deal at the Telluride Film Festival. We'll see if more moviegoers go and see it, because now it's in wide release. You go to the movies, send us a cheap movie review, americatonight.net. You could win a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diet to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.